It's a massive day for us. It doesn't come around very often. The last time we got a new boat was 20 years ago, and that was B813 Muriel and Leslie. That boat's now being retired for our new boat, B951 Neil Crow.
And just tell us why it's being called Neil Crow. Why that name?
Neil Crow was the accountant or worked for the Gough Ritchie Trust, and the Gough Ritchie Trust wanted to thank Neil Crow for all his work. So when he sadly passed, the trust decided that they would donate a lifeboat on his behalf. That's why the boat's called Neil Crow, and all his family are here today, which we're really happy to see them.
And it's going to be, I imagine, a really emotional occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it will be for all the crew, and I know for certain it will be for all the family. We've been speaking to them for a couple of weeks now, and talking to them about the day and about the new lifeboat and how proud we are to have it. And it also appears that they're very proud to have the boat named after Neil Crow as well.
And in terms of the boat, Lewis, just give us a brief overview in terms of what it brings to Port Erin, because I imagine since you had your last boat, you know, technology has advanced hugely in terms of what's on board.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say that, Port Erin Lifeboat are just entering the bay on their Trent. But our lifeboat is an Atlantic 85. It's the version 3 of the model that we previously had. It's 35 knots, it's fast, agile, it can get places that the bigger boats can't. So for our coastline, which is incredibly rugged and rocks under the sea that you might not be able to see, it's perfect for that, and for our community it's absolutely perfect and helped many people out.
And a huge day here in terms of the number of people. As you just mentioned, the Port St Mary and Peel lifeboats are just joining us in the bay, and I know representatives from the RNLI have travelled across the water to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got events coordinators from the RNLI who've travelled especially for the event to help it run smoothly as possible. So we're very grateful for their help and all the support from the community and the flanking lifeboat stations and the public in general.
And just finally, for you as a maritime man, what does it mean for you personally to be here today, sort of in charge, as it were, for when this new boat is officially brought into service and named?
It's a very strange feeling. I first came to the lifeboat station when I was 6 with my great-nan, Dorothy Quayle, who was the shop manager, and John Moore, the mechanic. So ever since then, I've been coming down. And then when I was 20, I joined, and somehow I became crew, and now I'm the operations manager. So it's a bit mad, but I'm here and I'm loving it.